following message from Michael was channeled by Robert Murray and read by James Murray. That's me. November 18th, 2010, 12:02 p.m. Hi, it's Mike calling. I don't know if this will be considered a progress report, but I thought it was about time that I told what was going on in my life with my friends and angels around me. I've been keeping very busy around these parts of heaven. I've been polishing up the moon beams, aiming the sunshine, and fluffing up the clouds, all for you guys back on Earth. Any complaints that you might have can be sent to me via the dead letter mailbox. If I don't hear from you, I'll assume that you're pleased with my efforts. Casey and I have been singing our little hearts out over at the ballroom. For those people who haven't been keeping up to date with my life in heaven, I'll add a note here. Casey is Karen Carpenter. She was and still is one of the greatest female singers of all time. She's listening to my story as I mumble through it. For some time now, Karen and I have been singers with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Yes, Glenn Miller still exists. The ballroom is filled to capacity every night. Nostalgia is very big over here. We sing all kinds of songs, but the most requests we have are the songs from the 1940s and swing tunes. Every once in a long time, we have guest singers. Old Blue Eyes, also known as Frank Sinatra, keeps his voice in proper pitch by singing in the ballroom about once a month. Bing Crosby, Elvis, Mel Torme, and lots of female singers have graced the stage. Everybody has a blast, and the audience loves it. In my spare time, I've continued helping in at the schools, diaper ranches, shelters, and matching centers. I try to keep up my social contacts with my friends and family. Sonny Bono keeps busy running a whole chain of restaurants and playing golf. Yes, folks, there are restaurants in heaven. The way Sonny runs the golf courses can't be all that wonderful because everybody wins every round and the scorecards cheat for you. Maybe that is wonderful because everybody wins. Sonny has a saying. Well, he has lots of sayings, one to fit every occasion. His famous one is, "Souls with high IQs have a right to be entertained." By the way, he still charges outrageous prices for meals, and in American dollars, too. But don't worry. All these heavenly people just reach into their pockets, and the money is there. I meet with Dr. Yes on a regular basis. I have to keep him sane with my visits. Well, I call it helping him keep sane, but he tells me it's the other way around. I don't think he's made much progress with me over the years, but others tell me he's a good shrink. Perhaps he's keeping me around just because he feels sorry for me, and uses me as an example to scare kids straight. See, if you don't straighten up and fly right, you could end up like Michael. You don't want that to happen to you, do you? Dr. Yes has been doing some very wonderful work with people who have crossed over to this side with post-traumatic stress problems. There are many, believe me. In fact, he's organized many other doctors into groups to specifically help with the stress problems. In some of my other spare time, I visit old friends in the Indian bands and play a few tunes with them. Love those guys. The original band has expanded greatly and now plays all over heaven. And you gotta know heaven is a big place. I've been doing some reincarnation studying at the library and found out many more things about my past lives. Some of it was amazing and other things were very scary. I went through many incarnations and learned along the way. It was like finding more pieces to a very large puzzle. I'll call on you again sometime soon. Keep healthy. Love, Mike. For more information, please visit www.thestarsstillshine.com.